When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host. And this week on Instagram, I asked, what do you guys want to hear about? What do you feel in your soul that you want to talk about right now? And there were three topics that came out as by far the most popular and seem to be resonating with a lot of you right now. Number one was how to boost your mood in this bad weather as we enter into winter and we're seeing less daylight. You know, I've just had the clock change if you're here in the UK. Number two was how to make the most of the rest of the year. We've got 2 months left. How are we going to live our best lives for the last 2 months of 2023? And the third one was all kinds of stuff to do with money, how to manifest more money, how to live your best life if you're in debt, how to increase your wealth, all this kind of stuff, right? Everything's to do with money. Now, money is a really big one. And I feel like I love to talk about the energy of money. So I'm going to save that for next week. So get excited for that if you want to learn more about how to manifest more money, how to be in alignment with the energy of money and all that jazz. But this week, I want to focus on those first two. Boosting your mood as we enter into winter and how to make the most of the rest of your year. So many of us suffer with the winter blues at this time of year. So many of us. It's super, super common. And I definitely have felt in a real slump over the last week or so. Summer has gone and it feels like forever until the next one. I remember standing out in my garden a couple of months back now, my little twin daughters had come home from a weekend at their dad's and they got home at like 6:30 at night, 6:45, something like that. And they ran straight out the doors into the back garden and jumped onto their little tree swing they have in this beautiful blossom tree we have in the garden. And they had no shoes on. In fact, they had no clothes on. They just had nappies on. And I just remember pushing them on that thinking, wow, it's like almost bedtime. It's 6:45 at night and they've got to come outside and have like this little swing on the tree. And it was really beautiful. It's like dusk and the sun was going down and it was just lovely. And I remember thinking, fuck, in a couple of months, it's just going to be like pitch black. You wouldn't dare go outside in just a nappy. I mean, I wouldn't dare go outside in just a nappy at any season, to be honest with you. But I remember thinking like, oh God, like, there is a real difference in the quality of life, I think, for animals and for children, but also us too. There's definitely a difference in quality of life in the summer and then the winter. But remember that this is nature's plan. Like, we need to have all of the seasons as we live in a cyclical nature, as we need each phase to truly live our best lives. Honestly, we do. And I don't know about you, but for me, the summertime is all about like abundance and getting out there and doing. Like every day we're doing something, we're going somewhere, we've got lots of plans. And you want to make the most of the sun. You want to enjoy the summer. You want to spend your days having fun, right? And I remember thinking, oh, I really should potty train in the summer. I really should, because that's the easiest time to do it right, when kids have less clothes on and they're outside. And if they wee on the grass, it doesn't really matter, whatever. And I really felt like I'd kind of missed that slot. As autumn rolled around and it got a lot colder and they still weren't potty trained, I was like, oh no, I've missed my chance. And then what I realized was, actually, one of the beautiful things about autumn and the days getting a lot shorter and the nights being darker and the mornings being darker and everything being fucking darker, people tend to want to hibernate a little bit. They don't want to be out there as much. And we found ourselves really slowing down and having a lot more free time on our hands. We didn't have loads of plans. We didn't have loads of places to be. And we had an entire weekend where I was like, do you know what? Now is the goddamn time. Now is when we potty train. And it took 3 days of having nowhere to be, no rush to get anywhere, no long days out. The longest we went out was for like an hour to the local Waitrose, because it's like 5 minutes down the road, and I was trying to test them going in the car without a nappy on. And guess what? We got that potty training done. And that only could happen because nature was telling us to slow down, spend more time just inside and, you know, with our family, not being out there fucking raving every day. And so there is beauty to be had in every season. But let's be real. This winter blues, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is a real goddamn thing. It is a very real thing. If you go to your doctors about it, you can be prescribed antidepressants for it. It is a real thing. I'm sure we all know somebody who is really badly affected by SAD. If you remember in the spring when you get that first really warm day where you can go outside and you just wear a t-shirt, everyone feels happy, right? Everyone's in a great mood. We are so affected by sunlight. We are basically houseplants with like more emotions. And it is the lack of sunlight that is causing this SAD. The shorter days and the less daylight trigger a chemical change in the brain where the less sun we see, it affects the production of hormones, the melatonin and the serotonin. It's basically giving us sad girl winter. And we don't want sad girl winter. We want to be thriving in the winter. So what can you do? Like, what can you do if you find yourself really sort of slumped in the winter blues right now? Well, although you may want to draw the curtains and hide, you're going to want to get as much natural light as possible. Because really, it's that lack of sunlight that is causing our brains to have this chemical reaction. So I'll give you some examples of how I'm going to do this, right? So in my office, my desk is as far away from the window as possible. It's over the other side. And in the summer, when the sun is really bright and it's really warm, that is the perfect fucking place to be. However, I do have a little Velux window and there's a little space under it where a desk could fit. And I would be bathing in the natural daylight there, and I would be looking out at nature. Now, it may be that in the summer, my current desk position far away from the window is perfect, but maybe in the winter, I need to spend a little bit more time directly under that Velux window. Another way is that I have this, so I have like a, like a bay window in my sitting room, and my cleaner, she's a fucking genius. I had this round cuddle chair and I actually put it on Facebook Marketplace. I was like, I'm going to sell it. It doesn't have any place in my house. Like, it doesn't go anywhere. Let's get rid of it. She moved it to this bay window. So like this almost circular, half circular space. And it fits in there like a goddamn dream. And if you've ever sat on a cuddle chair, you'll know that they're perfectly circular and they move around. You can spin them. Great fun for kids. They love it. They feel like they're on a fairground ride. But what I can do is I can spin this chair around so that it's facing out. And because of the bay window, I basically have windows all around me. And when she first put it there, I was like, this is fucking amazing. I'm going to sit here on a rainy day and read a book. Have I done that? Have I fuck? When I read a book, I tend to be sitting at my desk in my office or sitting on my sofa. But it's just making that conscious decision to be like, okay, not only am I reading, but I am sunbathing in my bay window. You can still get outside in the garden. Just because it is autumn now, you don't have to stay inside all of the time. Like, get outside as much as you can. So me and my friend have recently taken up this lovely little habit. I say habit, we've done it twice, where I bundle the kids and all of their scooters into the car and I drive over to where I used to live, like this beautiful private gated marina estate. It's beautiful. And because there's no cars, it's just a marina with like paths, we let the children scoot all around and then we do a bit of a workout. We take them to the park, push them on the swings, do loads of like squats and lunges. It's great. It's great. And it really is so good for your mental health to just get outside. If you can get outside and go for a walk. In fact, I prefer going out for walks in the autumn and winter. The summer is far too hot. No, thank you. I mean, still get out in your garden. You know, there's things to do in your garden at this time of year. Planting bulbs for the spring. That's very cathartic for your soul. Winterizing your garden. Getting maybe all of the furniture into your garage or covering it up if you can. And you can still sit out there and have a coffee in the morning if you want. Maybe get a lovely little chair right by your back door. Like, you know, don't have it too far away. Make it really easy. And make it a little habit to put your coat on in the morning and go and sit out there and have your morning coffee outside, under natural light, outside where we should naturally be. And we can still make the most of sunny, warm days. They are still here. Just the other day, it was 16 goddamn degrees. So on that day, I saw it was sunny. I saw it was 16 degrees. And I was like, we are going outside, children. We are going outside. And we went outside and went on the trampoline. And it was absolutely beautiful. Days like that can really prolong our experience of summer. It can really prolong our outdoor living time. And if we can eke that as far into the autumn as we can, then it's all for the better, right? Like, we don't need to be entrenched in winter already. It hasn't even happened. We're still in autumn. So any warm days there are, you know, get into the habit of checking your phone. Have a look and see what the weather is for the week ahead. If it says it's going to be really warm and sunny one day, make a plan with a friend to maybe go for a walk or just do something that is outside. Make the most of those days. And what about growing a plant on your windowsill? If you do not have any houseplants, go and get yourself a basic little plant. Put it on your windowsill and just notice how if it doesn't get enough light or water, it will wither away and die. Now, what am I trying to say here? The plant is you, my friend. The plant is you. Plants also grow better in groups. So we have a lot to learn from our plant friends. And there's something about nurturing a plant through the winter, making sure it does get enough light. I've got two big palms either side of my bed. And I noticed that they were starting to wither and die a little bit because they weren't getting enough light now that the winter's here. And so I moved them where they got light. And the thing about that is, this sounds really weird to be talking about it like this, but it's a reminder to ourselves that we are basically the plants. Like, we need to move ourselves to the light as well. We need to make sure that we are getting enough, whether it's nutrients, water, sunlight, whatever. We need to make sure we're getting enough. Now, on a very practical level, the next thing you can do is get an SAD lamp. These are incredible. They really, really do work. You don't need a fucking pill. You can just have this lamp on. You can have it on your desk while you're working. You could have it on the side whilst you're cooking, whatever. And it will literally work a dream. So I will leave one linked down below on Amazon. This is the one that I've purchased. And this takes me on to my next point, which is vitamin D. Obviously, vitamin D is best sourced from sunlight. So we may be lacking in vitamin D during the winter. Now, I do work with an amazing company called Better You. They provide incredible supplements that are delivered orally through an oral spray, and they basically go into your bloodstream through your inner cheek in your mouth. This sounds so wild now I'm saying it, but long story short, pills don't work, especially for people that have gastric issues such as colitis or Crohn's disease or celiac, anything like that. And sprays are so much better. So check them out, Better You. In fact, I think you get a 10% off code. I will leave it in the links down below as well. So vitamin D and an SAD lamp are two really practical steps that you can take. Now, next one is book a holiday. Or maybe just make plans for one. So New Year is the busiest time for people to book holidays in between Christmas and New Year. It's the most popular time of year to book holidays because Christmas is over. We're just about to enter into the January blues and everyone just is yearning for that bit of sun. And what's amazing is even if you are booking a holiday for that following summer or even autumn, just knowing that you've got a holiday to look forward to really does make all the difference. So something I always used to love to do was to spend January or February abroad. Me and my ex-husband always used to go to Australia in the winter, and it really broke up the winter. Now, obviously, that is not always possible for everybody, and I've not done that since I've been divorced, but I really do want to make a goal to go on holiday this winter. And the reason I say it's a goal is because I really need to look into it, because I don't want to do a super long flight time with my children, and I do want it to be somewhere hot enough to make it worth my while. Do you know what I mean? So that is a goal for me to look into that and to make that happen. So finally, the final aspect of all of these things that you can do to help yourself out of your wintertime slump. I say wintertime, we're not even fucking in winter yet. We're still in autumn, but you know what I mean. Is to think of all the things that you can't do in summer that you can enjoy now. So in the summer, I often tell myself, I cannot do a workout because it's already balls hot in this house. Like, I am not adding to that at all. And so I often would put off workouts. Whereas now I found myself working out a hell of a lot easier because it's not fucking boiling every day. Going for walks. This is something, again, I don't enjoy doing under the blazing sun in the summer. However, give me an autumnal walk feeding the squirrels through the woodlands in September and October and November. Yes, please. I'll take that any day. What about some real basic bitch things? Using your slow cooker, doing long Sunday roasts on a Sunday. Oh, the thought of putting your slow cooker on in the summer and adding heat to your house. No, thank you, sir. It ain't for me. However, this time of year, absolutely glorious. Make a real ceremony out of that. You know, there are some traditions that get swept away in the summer. The Sunday roast with the family could be one of them. Another one is having friends round for dinner parties, maybe. Maybe that's something you don't do as much in the summer. But now the dark nights are here and the colder days. Invite people round. Make a thing out of it. Maybe say to some of your closest friends and family, why don't we try and make a little Sunday tradition over the winter to take it in turns hosting a roast? And we can look forward to that Sunday being cozy inside and making the winter really work for you. What about cozy film nights or days?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All days. Yesterday, it was just me and the twins at home, and we've all been a little bit poorly this week. Laveau, bless her, missed half of our trick-or-treating night the other night because she just was not feeling her best at all. She just literally fell asleep halfway through. None of us have been feeling great, and so it was a really drizzly day. We'd been out and done some jobs in the morning. And when I got back, I was like, do you know what, girls? Shut that door, get the light on, get the heated blanket on, TV on, and we watched a Disney film under a blanket all afternoon. We just sat on the sofa all afternoon. It's something we would never do in the summer. So you can really start to embrace these really cozy winter things that you just wouldn't dream of doing in the summer. And dare I say, the C word, could we start to embrace Christmas? So this brings me to the second part, which is how to make the most of the end of this year without just jumping ahead to next year. Of course, we always want to be present and try and make the most of the season that we're in right now, whilst planning ahead and recognizing where our time and energy is best spent. So First of all, I'd love you to take a look back at your 2023 goals. If you did the 2023 goals workshop with me, you will have it all there. Check back and see what you wanted to achieve this year. Is there anything that you either haven't achieved or not even started working on? And is there anything that you can tick off now so that you can start 2024 already like fucking one step ahead? So I tend to do this the night before a work day. So I currently work 2 days a week. And what I've found to be best for my productivity is if I set out everything that I need to do the night before. Because if I wake up in the morning and try doing it that morning, I feel like it eats into my time. It's just an absolute motivation killer. So I sit the night before and I work out everything I need to do, everything I want to do. And what I find myself doing sometimes is just ticking off some of those to-dos there and then. It might be sending an invoice to somebody. It might be quickly paying someone online. It might be quickly notifying somebody or something. I'm not talking long tasks. I'm just talking little 5-minute ticks. And I can't tell you how motivating it is to look at your to-do list and before the day has even started, know that you've got 3 or 4 things ticked off. So is that something that you can do with your year? Is there anything that you think, oh, fuck, let's just get it done. Come on, let's get this ticked off the list so that I can start 2024 in the way that I mean to go on. Now, once we've done that, I want to remind you that, you know, we still need to be present. It's still 2023. The time will come for setting goals for 2024. That time will come. And that time is that week in between Christmas and New Year. I have a wonderful book in front of me called Calm Christmas and Happy New Year, and I think we might be doing it in the book club next month. And she talks about there being this very special portal that opens up in between Christmas and New Year. And I've never heard anyone else talk about it like this, and I'm very excited about it because I've always been very, very receptive to this portal. I couldn't explain what happens to me in that week between Christmas and New Year, but I knew that something happened and something opened up where I'm like, wow, I feel super motivated. I feel super excited for the future. My plans become really, really clear. So that time for setting your goals for next year is going to come. And that time ain't now because we've still got 2 months to go. Like, we've still got shit to do. Now, if you are time poor, like so many of us are, if you feel like you are constantly busy, if you feel like you're never managing to squeeze everything in and, you know, you're always feeling like you're one step behind, I would urge you to get as much out of the way in November as you can so that you can be fully present and enjoy everything that December has to offer. Now, I am saying this as an absolute novice. I have never actually practiced this before. This is going to be my first year doing it, but I'm really excited about it. So obviously December as a month is really, really busy, right? Especially if you have children, you're going to want to be doing stuff with them. And something I've noticed about myself is I don't just want to run out the house half ready and go and do like, a Christmas event with my children, or I don't want to go on a night out with my friends and feel not ready for it. For me to feel ready and prepared and have fun for something, I want to feel like my work's done, so nothing's like playing on my mind. I want to feel like I've had ample time to get ready, that, you know, I've had time to tan, that I've had time to do my hair, that I've had time to pick out an outfit that I feel good in, or, you know, if I'm going out with my children and I'm going to be taking pictures that I'm going to keep forever, you know, that they've all got their little matching Christmas things on, whatever it might be. And that all takes time and energy, more time and energy than you think. And if I'm feeling super time poor in December and I'm trying to fit everything in, I quite often find that these events come and go and I've never really felt properly prepared for them. And therefore, I've not fully enjoyed them as much as I would have liked to have. So this year, I'm doing something different and I'd love you to try it as well, which is that I am going to literally get as much done in November as I can. I want to get as much work out of the way as possible. Now, I know that some people will not be able to do this. If you work in a salon, for example, we all know that salons are absolutely wild in December. And that's something that you can't avoid. And that's even more reason why if you can get everything else sorted before December starts, then you're going to be even more golden. So, for example, pre-ordering all of your food delivery slots for December. I don't know why food delivery slots go so crazy in December. It's like people think they're back in fucking COVID times. They think they're in the lockdown. They think that food delivery slots are like gold dust. They think that we are prepping for the end of the world. People will book those slots months in fucking advance. So book all your food delivery slots. Put them in your diary, you'll be laughing. Doing all of your Christmas shopping before December. I've never, ever managed to do this because I always kind of leave stuff until it has to be done. And then I'm like, right, okay, now I'm working under pressure. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've never been a Christmas Eve shopping kind of bitch, but getting all of your Christmas shopping done before December. There's all these people to buy for. You got to get something for your child's teacher. You got to get something for your cleaner. You got to get something for your children's friends. You got to get something for your family. All this shit. Get it all fucking sorted out before then. The earlier, the better. Do you know what? I'm actually really, really ashamed. My cleaner's incredible. She comes twice a week. I see her all the time. I know the stuff she's into. So I know the stuff she'd love. She's really into like witchcraft and stuff. And last Christmas, I forgive myself because I literally moved house about a week and a half before Christmas and I was about to go into a mental breakdown. I didn't know that at the time. I did not get her a Christmas present. And worse still, because I like to avoid confrontation, I never even acknowledged that I didn't get her a Christmas present and I felt really bad about it. So this year, I really want to get her something really nice. Take it a step further. Christmas wrapping. Get all your fucking wrapping done before December. Imagine how amazing you'll feel if all of your presents are bought and wrapped before December starts. I can't even begin to fathom. I've never done that before. Christmas cards are another thing. I know that's a slightly outdated concept now, but I am a big believer, much like Kris Jenner, in doing an annual family Christmas photograph. It's something that has a lot of meaning for me. It's something that I really enjoy. When I was growing up, we had family, well, we still have them there, family in California. And to me, they were like fucking celebrities. Like when I was a child, I'd actually never met them. I didn't meet them until I was an adult. And every year we would get this card and what my mum called a brag letter. I fucking loved it. I wish everyone did it. I loved it. It was kind of like social media before social media existed. And they would send this photo and every year it was something different. So one year it was them skiing. One year it was all of them on horseback. One year it was all of them sitting on a fence at a ranch. One year, you get the vibe. And the letter would tell you, Jessica went to prom this year. Alison's become a cheerleader. And I'd be like, oh, Lord, they are living their best lives. And growing up, that was always something that was just really important to me, was to have a beautiful Christmas card made. The brag letter didn't make the cut, but the Christmas card is very, very important to me. And so, you know, that's a whole thing. Getting like the little tartan dresses, booking in with a photographer for a Christmas session, getting that Christmas session early enough that you can then go online and order Christmas cards to send to your family. And do you know what? My mum takes all of my Christmas cards and has them on display all year round because they're beautiful family photos. And I really enjoy going around there and seeing them. So this is just an example of, you know, that tradition is really important to me. And there has been the odd year where life has got really busy. I haven't planned my time properly and it hasn't happened. And I genuinely, at the end of the year, I feel really sad about that. I feel like a bit of a failure because I'm like, oh, that's something that's really important to me. That's something that I want my children to look back on and see that every year we had a family photo. And so that might not be what's important to you. You will have your own list of things that are important to you over the festive season. But the idea is getting everything done and out of the way so that you can enjoy the festive season as a whole. And I'd love you to get clear on what that festive season looks like to you. And it's going to depend on your living situation, on if you have children or not, if you're single or not, whatever's going on, what your job is. What do you want your festive season to look like for you? I know for me, I want to have my home. It's not going to be done. It's not going to be done, but like I want my kitchen to be done. I want it to not feel like a building site. I want it to be back to normal. I want to be able to decorate it fully and really enjoy it, like make a day out of decorating the house. I want to have a few nights out. And when I say nights out, I mean nights out without the children, like mummy drinking a bottle of rosé night out. I want to do fun stuff with my children, making memories. I want to do Beau's annual gingerbread party. I want to go and do my Christmas lights trip, which is where I get all the children in the car and we have a little car picnic and we wear festive jumpers and we go around and look at all the lights in the houses. I've even looked at potentially hiring a limo and doing this with other people and making like a real party out of it. But I think a lot of limos have tinted windows, so I don't quite know how that would work out for us. Anyway, I also want to host friends and family at my house. That's something that's really important to me. And as we know, all of these things take time and energy. So do stuff now that your December self will thank you for. And if you're really into this vibe, if you're listening to this like, yes, I want to have my fucking best Christmas ever, check out this book, Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year. I will leave a link to it down below. And figure out for you what your idea of your best Christmas ever looks like. For me, this is going to sound really weird, but the other day my mum got really excited because the Channel 5 Christmas movies started. And you know, Channel 5, every day they have a movie. And I know this from my unemployed days, where I think it's like 2 or 3 o'clock, they have a film come on. And it's genuinely, every single movie is amazing. Like every single one. We're talking Hallmark movies, we're talking daytime made for TV movies. They're fucking amazing. And I don't see how I would ever have like the time. That feels like the ultimate luxury to me, to just sit with like maybe a candle lit and snuggled in a blanket with a hot chocolate watching a Channel 5 made for TV Christmas movie. Now they are daily, so I've got 25 opportunities for this to happen. And that for me is my version of luxury, is having the time and the energy and the space to sit and watch a trashy made-for-TV Christmas movie and just sit and enjoy it on more than one occasion. I'm going to set the goal of 5 times. If I can watch 5 Christmas movies and I'm going to carve that little bit of time out for myself as like my little self-care thing to make the month feel really Christmassy, like that's a fucking success. That is a real success. So find out what a luxurious Christmas is for you and make it happen. So like I said, I will leave the SAD lamp and the Calm Christmas book in the links below. Just a reminder, you can purchase tickets for my New Year 2024 goal setting party. It's going to be online. You can come and watch it at any time, or you can come and join me live and participate in it at 8 p.m. UK time on Saturday, the 30th of December. This is the day where the portal is like at its fucking strongest. You are going to feel most excited, most motivated, fucking clear that Christmas tree away and be like, yes, 2024 is going to be the best year of my goddamn life. So if you want to come and join me for that, I shall leave the link in the notes below, or you can just go to francescaamber.com and tickets are on there. We've just started a brand new book in the book club. It is called Make It Happen, and it is about manifesting your dream life. And I tell you what, reading and being told in a different voice some of the basics of the law of attraction that I have clean forgotten, I'm ashamed to say, not even forgotten, but just I needed to be reminded about. It's very motivating. It's very exciting making. I'm really excited about manifesting again. I don't know if you can tell. I'm very excited about it. And it's not too late to come and join us. I think we've only read 2 chapters so far, so you could easily catch up. Again, I'll leave the link down below, or you can just go to francescaamber.com and click the link that says book club. Come and join us. We would gladly accept you latecomers. And I will see you bitches next week. If you enjoy this podcast, please do your girl a solid, rate, review, and subscribe. It helps me so much. I can't even tell you how much it helps me. And come and find me on Instagram. If you are not following me already, I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And come and join me on my Christmas wonderland over the next 6 weeks, because it is going to become a very Christmassy feed, because I'm all about that vibe, okay? I'm getting excited. And I'll see you next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.